but others do. And for those who don't have to go to work today, we want you to do a little bit more than Easter shopping. We want you to really let somebody know that God is good and that he really gave his son, Jesus, for us. You're on the Master's Morning Call with Dr. P.K. Roberts here in Colorado Springs, and also Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon out of Dallas, Texas. And we say to you, welcome, welcome, welcome. We love you. We are so, so thankful that God counted us worthy to come together every Monday through Friday to just pray and hear good words and to enhance the lives of those who get on this call to think about, you know, the good things of the Lord. At this time, we have Candy and Amber. We have Candy opening and Amber closing our prayer. So, Candy, you want to come on and open us up in prayer this morning?
Can you hear me, Pastor PK?
I hear you loud and clear, Miss Candy.
Praise God. Let's go to the throne in prayer. Father God, you took a part of you that you made into your Son, Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53 says, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet his mouth not opened. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. Thank you, Lord, for sending your Son Jesus to die for our redemption. We were lost with no chance of salvation, but Jesus came and died, and on the third day he rose again. He took the power of death back from Satan. He gave us life. And so thousands of years later, we celebrate his death, burial, and resurrection. Heavenly Father, Jesus rose for your kingdom to be within us, to empower us that you may heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out devils through these yielded vessels. Thank you for conquering the grave so that everything in us and around us that is not according to heaven must bow his knee to Jesus Christ and flee to the mention of his name. Your resurrection promised that they would not hurt nor destroy in all your holy mountain, and that the lion would lie down with the lamb. So God, in the name of Jesus, we evict every spirit that threatens the peace, the safety, the joy, the love, the mercy, the grace, and the blessing of God in and around us, our families, businesses, communities, and churches. Satan, I speak to you now. We bind you, devil, and cast you out in Jesus' name. I bind the attack of everything that comes against a clear, anointed message from the throne of God. Father God, I loose the angels from heaven to block every fiery dart from Satan. I speak to the airways and the frequencies leading to and surrounding this call. I open up the portals of heaven to release an outpouring of your spirit. I pray for the founders of this call, the founders of artists, and I ask, God, that you continue to pour out your blessings on them. Father God, you raised Jesus from the dead as you said you would. So today I pray that you raise our level of understanding of who you are and who we are in you. I pray that you raise our faith in your word. I pray that you raise your anointing on us, O God. Increase us more and more. Raise our level of commitment to your will for our lives. I pray you raise the time we spend with you each day, O God. Lord, raise our desire to minister your word and win souls for the kingdom. Raise our love for you, Lord. I pray you raise our consciousness to give you praise and worship every day in all that we do. And today, Father God, we proclaim your name, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are glorious. You are victorious. You are our rock, and your deeds are perfect. You are faithful, and you do no wrong. How just and upright and majestic you are. Let the whole world fear and reverence you. Lord, you spoke, and the world began. You breathed, and life was restored into Jesus. At your command, the stone was rolled away, and Jesus ascended. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We stand in awe of you, Father God. You are awesome. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Back to you, Dr. PK. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, everybody ought to just give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Cassie. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ooh, glory. And yeah. That just got me right there in my heart. Luke 1, 46 through 55 says, and Mary said, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of PK. And now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down the rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to his fathers. God, we thank you for your word this morning as we come to you early in prayer. We thank you, God. Lord, I'm happy in my heart and in my soul. I thank God for each of you being on the line this morning, and we are going to go into the Q&A and all you have to do is star 6 and give your victory testimony for what God has done for you and how good he has been to each and every one of us. So let's get started. I don't have the board in front of me, or I'd open up somebody.
Okay, Miss Tiffany, why don't you start?
Did you all remember that we were given the resurrection statements this morning?
Yes, we have someone. Just give us your name and your testimony.
My name is Joyce Mangum, and I want to thank the Lord Jesus, because in 2008 I had a head-on collision car accident, and they thought they were going to have to amputate my leg. But I want to thank the Lord Jesus for sparing my life and for allowing me to walk. But I walk with a limp, but that's okay too. He's brought me from a mighty long ways, because I was in a very deep hole, but Jesus has spared my life. I just want to thank him each and every day for what he's done for me. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Miss Joyce Ingram, we take so much for granted. But that is a blessing. And you are right. You are able to walk and talk and tell about the goodness of God. And someone else will overcome because of your testimony. Thank you so much, Ms. Joyce, for your testimony. Next.
Sunshine, you're up.
I'm up. I just would like to say that in a time where we're hearing about so many people that are going through depression and they're putting labels on it saying people are bipolar and all that kind of stuff or whatever, I just remember going into a deep, deep depression and was in that depression for not a short time, but for a couple of years. And I just thank God that he kept me and he brought me out, and that he has blessed me exceedingly abundantly. And so I can definitely testify that my present day and my future days are definitely greater than my past days, and I thank God for that.
Praise God.
It reminds me of the song that we used to do down in Mississippi. God will keep in mind that it stayed on him. And I thank God for keeping our mind, because Satan comes to destroy us in our mind. So I thank you for sharing that testimony, and it is so, so relevant right now with all that seems. It just seems like the world just looking at it, just going crazy, just doing stupid things that would cause depression, oppression. But thank God.
Amen.
That he is a God who will lift us. Amen, amen. And who else do we have, Pastor Vanessa?
Ms. Willa?
Good morning, Dr. PK and Pastor Vanessa. This is Willa, and I just praise the Lord this morning because he told us, although he will not be here with us in the flesh, he would send a comforter. And there are many times in our lives when we feel his presence, I mean like daily. I thank and praise God that he told us that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And so I get a vision of that, that's God in front of us, me in the middle, and goodness and mercy behind me, pushing me on, leading me in the direction where God would have me to go because he's leading me. And then when Miss Willa gets off track a little bit, I have goodness and mercy putting me back on the right track to follow and do God's will, to do the things that he has purposed me to do. So I thank God for his word, and I just thank him because everything in our lives, as we well know, can be found in the word of God. Any advice, anything we need, because he told us that he would not leave us or forsaken us, that he would always be there, and his word has not failed. So I praise God for that this morning. Thank you.
Amen. God's word is forever true. Thank God for his word. Thank God for goodness and mercy. Next. Dr. Vanessa, do we have
Miss Marie? You're up.
Hey, good morning out there to my artist family again. I thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa for hosting this call each and every morning. So we want to thank God for y'all and keep y'all lifted up in prayer. And for real, everybody on the call. Last night, I was out till about 10-7. I was out on the streets. We do what you call sidewalk sisters. We go out and we give out a bag. It's like a bag for women where we have all kind of goodies in it, toothbrush, toothpaste, condoms, and that kind of stuff, things that they can take care of themselves with. And we was out last night giving those bags out late last night. So, and as we was walking the streets and doing that and handing these bags out, a lady walked up to us and she said, let me pray for you, sisters. And she started praying. Dr. Solomon Hannon, she started praying for her. She said, let me pray for y'all. We was out handing out the bags, but she said, let me pray for y'all. And she prayed for us last night. And when she prayed for us, you know, it just touched my heart that we was out in the street giving, and here these people was out there homeless. And she said, let me pray for y'all. And she prayed for us. So, and I thank God for that, because I say, Lord, thank you for being my shepherd. Because, see, I know if you're my shepherd, I got a relationship with you. I was thanking him for his relationship. And I said, I shall not want. So I know God will supply all our needs. So he's a supplier. And I thank him for taking care of his people and allowing us to be in a place at the right time so that we could do what needed to be done. So I thank God for each and every one of y'all. I thank him for my family, thank him for my daughter and my grandkids, and I thank him for not leaving us nor forsaking us. So I just want to say this morning, I'm happy that I'm still among the living. I'm on top of the ground, and the ground ain't on top of me, and thank him for looking for Dr. J over there. Thank you, Dr. J. I'm going to see y'all in Canada. I'm ready. I got my bag packed. I'm ready to roll. So I'm ready to fly again. So I want to thank y'all. I want to thank all y'all. Y'all keep me and my family lifted up in prayer. Back to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Miss Marie. Thank you for that testimony. And it is awesome to get out and evangelize in the daytime, but it is really something to evangelize at night. And so you awesome tough sisters down there in Houston, I'm telling you. God bless you. I just thank God for his keeping power and how he does supply our every need. God is so awesome. Thank you so much for that testimony. Our next testimony. Next person in the queue.
Sister Mallory, you're up.
Yes. I just thank God for Jesus. He has been just so many, blessed my life so many times. I just thank him for being here. I thank him for my life, my health, my strength, my family. I just thank God for everything, because he's just good. He's good even when we don't even realize he's being good. You know, he's just good. I just thank God for that.
Amen. Mm-hmm. He is good. And when we don't recognize his goodness, he still is good. Amen, amen. But when we stop and think about his goodness, Lord, we just have to get thankful. When we stop and think about how good he really is to us. Lord, we bless you today for your goodness, for your mercy, and for your kindness. Next in the queue.
Sister Shepherd from New York.
Hi, good morning. God bless.
Good morning.
Morning. I just want to thank God, because what I've been through for the past few months, when I thought I wouldn't have been able to make it, God kept me. And I'm just saying thanks, you know, I'm just saying thanks to you guys, too, for the morning call, morning prayer call, because I've been on each and every morning and just giving me strength. So after losing my son in the past few months, you know, and it was my only son. So I'm just holding on and holding on strong. I'm just saying thanks to God for that, because with him, without him, it wouldn't have been possible. So thank you, and have a blessed day.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing, and thank you for being faithful to the call. I thank God for his keeping power and sustaining power for you. And you just a part of our family, and we thank God for you. Yes. Next in the queue.
Sister Tiffany.
Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Very good. Good morning to my family. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. See, there was a time in my life a few years ago when people said, you're not worth it. You're not going to make it. You're going crazy. Crazy because I decided to get into a relationship with a man who I thought the Lord had sent to me in my life. And through that relationship, I put God second, and I put the man first. And the man almost destroyed my life, my mind, my spirit, and my soul. So I thank God that when I prayed to him and I said, Lord, I need you to show me, to reveal to me if this is the right place that I need to be in. And see, sometimes you have to be careful what you ask God for, because he will show you. And he showed me I didn't need to be there. He brought me out of that place, and he brought me to where I am now. So I thank God, because even when I didn't expect him to be there, he was there waiting patiently for me to surrender myself to him. He surrendered and sacrificed for me, and now I'm surrendering and sacrificing for him. So I thank God that he did not leave me. I thank God that he had his hand on me. I thank God that he's always here with us. Even though sometimes we don't know where he's going to place us at, he's always there with us. And a lot of times I just think, Tiffany, you got to pass this test. You got to pass the test, because, see, when you fail the test sometimes, God puts it back in front of you a different way. So I thank God that he does not allow us to fail and not succeed, but he will lift you up and bring you out. So I thank God this morning on this Good Friday that he's still working on me, that I am a work in progress, and I seek to see his face, and I thank you. I thank God. I'm overjoyed and overwhelmed because he could have left me down there, but he brought me up.
Hey,
and I just thank
glory.
Him. I thank him.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Yes. Thank God. Thank you. Yeah, we all have been in places that we couldn't get ourselves out of. But, Lord, I thank him that when we open our mouths and start crying out to him, he hears the call and answers the call of his children. Thank you, God, and thank God for Tiffany. Next in the queue, Pastor Vanessa.
Sister Moore, you're up.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Good morning, Sister Moore.
I just want to thank and praise God for Jesus. I want to thank and praise God for the host of this call. I just want to thank God for his faithfulness, for his kindness, for his grace and his mercy. I thank you, ladies, because several months ago, I submitted a prayer request concerning me feeling led to leave the church that I had been in for the last 10 years. And I submitted that request, and I sincerely believe that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And I'm saying all that to say, as I went ahead and obeyed God and I left, and I've been criticized and scandalized because of it. But today, I will be ordained into the ministry today on Good Friday. And when I looked at my bio, I was called into the ministry. I accepted the call in April 1994. And here it is in April 2001. God has showed himself faithful. So I just want to praise God and thank God that he did not give up on me. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Ladies.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, and congratulations for saying yes, surrendering, and accepting the call into the ministry. And what a wonderful day, one that you will always remember, I tell you, Good Friday, to say yes, Lord, and to have your ceremony. My spirit will go with you and be there with you in your ordination service. And I am so, you just don't know how that pricks my heart that you would have that kind of affirmation, public affirmation. And what is your church? What is the name of your church, Sister Moore?
Now it's Church of God in Christ, but it's Zion Dominion Ministries in Buffalo, New York. But now they're in Rochester.
Zion.
So. Yeah. Pastor yeah. Roderick Henning, he came
you
to Rochester.
Are,
that's for me.
You you are really over the top blessed, honey.
I'm understanding.
Oh yes. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's the pioneers who, especially in the Church of God in Christ, who remembers the back room ordination. Don't tell nobody.
Exactly.
We're doing this, but to have a public ordination for the church, girl. We got to talk later on. Let me move on and get somebody else, because that's a whole conversation all by itself. That is a shot in my belly all by itself. God, I thank you.
Sister Angeline in North Carolina, you're up.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Angeline.
I'm so full. I'd like to thank God. I have to thank him for my affliction, because if it wasn't for me having that aneurysm and that stroke, I would have never come to know him for who he is and what he's really done for me in my life through all of this. I was supposed to be dead. I wasn't supposed to be able to walk, talk, think, or do anything for myself. And because of God, I'm doing it all. I have a son that's 26 years old, that since I had the stroke, he was diagnosed as schizophrenic, and I'm taking care of my son now by myself, well, not by myself, with God's help. And I'm doing it all, and I'm here, and I just thank God for sparing me and letting me, bringing me to him again, not giving up on me and keeping me doing everything that I can do. Just thank him.
Thank you for sharing and just showing us that when situations look just all dim and grim, God is there. And, many have gone out completely with what you described as the aneurysm. But thank God that he's kept you here. And I'm believing, and we are believing, complete recovery for you and your son. So we just thank God for you today and your faithfulness. You are also faithful on the call.
Yes, you are. Amen. We'll have one more testimony this Good Friday, and then Sister Amber, you can come and close us out in prayer. And it's traditional on our Fridays, and especially this Good Friday, after we benedict, those who want to stay and give their prayer request can, but we want to be sensitive to end our calls at 6:30. So, Sister Henderson, you'll be our Good Friday last testimony, if you come forward now.
Yes, good morning, and thank you. I'd like to thank the Lord for coming into my life again. And in 2008, after going through a series of death back-to-back, I lost my grandmother, I lost my mom, and I lost my brother first and then my mom, and all of this took place within a realm of like 9 months, and it kind of put me into a state. And then I was diagnosed with illness after illness after illness, and my body just went down. And I had gotten to the point to where, you know, I was just sick and tired of being sick and tired. I had life, but I didn't have a quality of life. And I thank God, because he puts people in your way to give you favor. And I thank God for that, because he introduced me to people like you, prayer warriors, that let me know, you know, just like this, it was read in the scriptures earlier this morning, when you train a child in the way it should go, it should not depart. And I thank God, because I was raised in a family that was faith-believing, God-believing, God-fearing family. And I had kind of lost my way to that. But through you, Pastor Vanessa and Dr. PK, I have renewed my faith in God, and God has given me divine healing in my body. I don't want to take all the time, because I want to be respectful of time, but there was a long list of illnesses that I had been diagnosed with. And God has given me healing in my body, and I want to thank him today for that healing. I want to thank him for even healing me spiritually and giving me favor. So thank you very much. I just praise God, and I thank God for what he's done in my life in just a short few years. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for you and for your testimony and for divine healing. And, you know, I am grateful that in 2008 the Lord brought artists into my life. And I see it as a ministry. I see somebody was just trying to tell me earlier this week how you can sell anything. I mean, why sell for artists when you can, I mean, when you could really be out here making big bucks? And I said, this is where God has me now, and I know it. And as far as I'm concerned, for the work that I do, I get big bucks. But more than that, I have a product that I'm so, so proud of. And I looked at the Mother's Day, package last night, and I just said, okay, I like what you all have in them, but I'm going to send in my request because I would like to have some. We women love perfume. And so I thank God that we are in a company who will hear us and do whatever we ask them to do to help build this business. And so I am so thankful that this business came into my life. And as a result of it, all of you are here. And
amen.
I just love you all so much, and I thank God for you so much. The Resurrection Friday. Get it done in 21:1. Let us get it done, you all. Let's stop procrastinating. Let's get it done because Jesus got it done for us. Amber, will you come and pray?
God bless everyone. Amen. I just truly want to say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. And I am thankful not only 2,000 years ago, but even before the foundations of the world, he seen me worthy enough to come from the throne, hallelujah, here to earth, and was bruised and beaten, hallelujah, for each and every one of us. And he said, I'm coming down from heaven to earth just for you. And he drew us by his spirit to be saved. He got on that cross with his blood dripping. And he said, Father, I commit my spirit unto you. And he gave up the ghost just for each and every one of us, that we might be saved and do the work of the kingdom. So, God, I thank you on today.
Thank you, Jesus.
For each and every one, God, not even on this call, but for this whole world, that you thought enough about us to come from heaven. And, God, you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believe on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And Jesus, when you died on the cross and you gave and said, it is finished, God, everything was finished and completed and brought back into alignment from the very foundations of the world. And so, God, we thank you on today. You are the God of breakthrough. You are the breaker, and your anointing is burden-removing, yoke-destroying power. And, God, each and everything that each and every person need, whether they know it or not, has been finished on the cross. And by your blood, Lord, each and every person that needs something from you on today, God, I thank you because you are God of the breakthrough. You are God of healing. You are God of deliverance. You are God of salvation. You are God, Father God, of finances. You are God, and you are God alone. You are I am that I am. And God, whatever I am for each and every person, let them put, God, you I am for my deliverance. You I am for my salvation. You I am for my finances. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. God, so we align ourselves up with you. The death, burial, and resurrection, God, you didn't have to do it, but you seen fit, God, just for me, just for them. God, just for this sinful world, God, that souls still might be saved. God, I thank you because you was that seed that was planted in the earth, went to hell to sting out of death. And God, now you sit on the right hand of the Father making intercession for each and every one of us according to your word. God, we thank you for calling us, choosing us, because we have not chosen you, but you chose us because you love us that much. Hallelujah. So God, I thank you for your manifestation, for your manifest glory, God, for your manifest presence, for your anointing for each and every one, God. And I thank you even on today, signs, wonders, and notable miracles for each and every person on this call. And God, when we go out, Father God, let it touch somebody's heart, God. God, knowing that this is the day that you have made, we are rejoicing and being glad in it because you are God and God alone. Jesus, you died on the cross and shed your blood. Thank you, Jesus. You shed your blood for us that we might have life and that more abundantly and have eternal life. When you said our time has been finished, God, we bless you for this master's call. We bless you for all things that pertain to life and godliness and holiness in Christ Jesus. God, we thank you. We can't thank you enough. In your precious name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, Almighty God. We bless your name. Thank you, God. Ah, glory. When we stop to hear how good God has been to each and every one of us, I mean, just this small circle, oh, my God, share it with someone else today. Share the goodness of the Lord with somebody else today. Let them know how much you really appreciate them. Thank you, God. The line is clear for us to receive our prayer requests for next week so that you can be praying about them. I do thank God for Pastor Vanessa and for her faithfulness to this call and for her just working a work as unto the Lord on the call. I thank God for her and for each of our preachers and supporters. I just thank God. It's just a miracle that God would do what he is doing in our lives, in the lives of his people right now. The Q&A will be opened up again so that we can receive any prayer requests.
Sister Angeline, you're there?
Yes, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Your prayer request?
I'd like to ask for prayer. I go with my son today to see the doctors here for the first time, and he has to get his medication and everything, which he hasn't had in 2 months. So I'm just praying that that goes well and he'd be receptive to them administering the medication for him and that things go better so that I can better be able to handle him. He's 26 and 6'4 and 210 pounds. So
What's his first name, Angeline?
Therese.
Therese, okay.
Me with my physical limitations, it's been scary, but I know how to call on Jesus now. So it's every day is not only a good Friday, but a good Monday, a good Tuesday that I'm able to do. So I just want to ask for prayer to get through.
All right. We'll be in agreement with you. Thank you so much. Next, we have Sister Gina. Sister Gina Bearcourt in Atlanta, 678-761.
Yes, Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, praise God. I have two prayer requests that I really need the saints to pray and be in agreement with me on. The first is regarding my six-year-old daughter's health. Her name is Kaya. And every morning she's been waking up when it's time for school complaining about a stomach ache. And it's not physical. I know it's a spiritual attack from the enemy. And I really need the saints to just pray about this because I take her to school every day. She's crying about her stomach hurts. And then when she's in school, no problems. When she's home, no problems. So I know it's some type of attack. So I just need the saints to pray about that. And another prayer request is for my family. I have several family members whose names I want to give you. Are you ready, Pastor Vanessa?
I am ready.
Okay, the last name is Coward, C-O-W-A-R-D. And the first names are Sandra, Godfrey.
That was your mother, right?
Correct. Godfrey, Levante, L-E-V-O-N-T-E, and Karen, K-A-R-E-N. We have been born again all basically in church all our lives, serving God, loving God, and the enemy is coming against my family in such a way that we need the power and the of prayer behind us to the point that if we don't get some prayer answered and some prayers through, it's as if the enemy may take out this entire family. So I really need the saints to pray with me and be in agreement that the powers of darkness will be cut off and decimated against my family, and that the power of God will rise up, and that they will begin to walk in the newness of Christ, and that they will walk into all that God has called them to be.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. And so I have for you, Gina, for Kaya, your six-year-old daughter that's been complaining about a stomach ache, that we know it's spiritual, and to pray against the spiritual attack against her body, and for the entire Calvert family, for Sandra, your mother, and Godfrey, Levante, and Karen, that we cancel that assignment and any and every generational curse that would try to come against your family. So we definitely have that down. Amen. All righty. Thank you so much for that prayer request. And now to Sister Marie, is that you?
Yes, ma'am. Dr. Vanessa, I'd like for you to pray for traveling grace for my brother Jesse and my brother T. Lally and Buddy and my sister Maggie. They all going to New Orleans this morning. They on the road right now. They traveling one way, and then I'm traveling another way. I'll be in Dallas this morning, me and BJ, so we want you to pray for traveling grace for us this morning. And just keep my mother and my father, Clarence and Pearlie Mae, keep them lift up in prayer. Matter of fact, just pray for this Preston family right now.
All righty. We're definitely praying for your brothers and sisters for traveling grace to New Orleans, and then for you as you and President BJ travel up here to Dallas for traveling mercies, and for your mother and father for continued prayer for their total healing and restoration. Amen.
Yeah.
I got you
Thank
covered.
You.
Thank you so much. And then next we have in queue Sister Henderson. You're up.
Thank you, Pastor Vanessa. Again, I'd like for you to put my son Joseph before the Lord in prayer. I had requested that he be moved from the place where he was because of how it had taken his spirit down and he had started to speak on suicide. And
right.
I thank God that those prayers were answered and he was moved. And now the enemy is not happy with that. And they are attacking him again. And now he's being charged with a violation in the prison that he clearly was not the one that committed the violation. It was his roommate, but they have placed it on him. And I just told him that when I got on this prayer call that I would put him before the Lord in prayer because, being in there, his faith has somewhat diminished and he's not believing like he should. And so we're going to pray and ask God that God bring him back and bring him back into his realm. And let him know the goodness of God again and be able to thank God and praise God for his goodness. And I, too, ask for traveling graces. I thank God that God is blessing me with my artist business, and after the Easter holiday, I will be joining my executive president in California to help grow my business, and I'm just asking for grace with that. I'm in the Midwest area, and it's very difficult in this area, but it's not impossible, and I believe in God that he's going to help me and help me with this business here, and not only here but everywhere else. So, and I thank God for that. And I also ask for prayer for you and the prayer warriors on this call that pray for us every day, that you will have the strength to continue to do what you're doing to bless others as you've been blessing. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Joyce. I have for you for us to continue to pray for your son, Joseph, that with the victory of him being moved, we come against the spirit of backlash for his protection and vindication from these recent charges. But utmost, we're going to be praying for his restoration with his relationship with God. And we'll be also praying for you with traveling mercies out to the West Coast and for growth and help with your artist business. And we definitely receive as prayer warriors and frontline warriors your prayers for us as we intercede for others. Thank you so much for those prayer requests. Q&A right now. If anybody else would like to come in there before we close out this Good Friday call, we'll give it just a few more seconds, but hopefully everybody will remember and you're writing down the prayer requests that we've had so far with Angeline and her son, Therese. She takes him to the doctor today with the medication and just for complete healing for her and him, and with Gina, for Kaya, her six-year-old daughter, with the spiritual attacks against her stomach, and for the family of the cowards with her mother, Sandra, also with Godfrey, Levante, Karen, traveling mercies for Marie with her family going to New Orleans, and for herself and BJ coming here to Dallas, and her parents, and what we just quoted with Joyce. So hopefully you're writing that down. And Miss Rushi will be our last prayer request. The floor is yours.
Hello?
Rushi, yeah, you're up.
First, I want to thank God for my life, health, and strength that allowed me to wake up every morning and get on this call with you all. I thank God that y'all continue this call, that this call has really, truly blessed me. I like to have prayer requests for me as myself. I had surgery on my mouth this week, and I thank God that I had no swelling, but a little swelling, and no pain. And I just thank God for that, and thank God for just allowing me to be able to, you know, to continue with my business within artists. And I want to thank God for and have proud for Pastor Vanessa and Pastor PK and for Mrs. Preston as they travel this morning, and for my family and for the DeLeon family, for our father, Mr. DeLeon, as he continues to feel better. And for all the Platinums and Mrs. Gail Mathis and Mrs. Dorothy Cook for the job that they're doing in Stormy Wellington, and Mrs. Twilight for her call as well. And continue to pray for my nephew that's in prison and my brother as well. And pray for all of the artist family that we continue to reach our goal. Thank you. May God continue to bless each and every one of you all. Thanks.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Rushi. I have for you that we celebrate that your mouth surgery went well and for your complete recovery, and to pray for traveling mercies as you lift up and for the healing also, complete healing of our Papa and Mr. Antonio Diaz de Leon, and your prayer for all the Platinums near and far, and we thank God for each and every one of them to continue to cover them. And you ask us to pray for your nephew and brother who are incarcerated, and just to keep them covered in prayer. So we thank God even for the unspoken prayer requests that have gone forth, and those spoken this morning, that we are a call, a ministry that so esteems the power of prayer. So again, on this Good Friday, we thank God for each and every one of you. And I don't see, is Dr. J still on the line? Facilitated prayer. I don't see her. So I'm going to ask Sister Willa, because you were in queue earlier, if you will come and cover these prayer requests in prayer, and then we'll turn the call back over to Dr. PK.
Did you say my name, Pastor Vanessa?
Yes, I did, for you to cover
okay.
our prayer requests in prayer. Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord. We honor you this morning. Lord, we glorify your name. We lift you up. Father, we thank and praise you for this Good Friday that we are celebrating. We thank and praise you, Lord, because of what you did for us on the cross. Was buried and rose again, that we can come to you boldly before the throne of grace and obtain the mercy, Lord, that you're giving us in this season. So, Father, we lift up the prayer requests that you have given that have gone before us. Lord, we know that you told us that we walk by faith and not by sight. Father, we know that you see the end of a situation from the beginning. And so we know, oh God, that even though things may not look like we want them to look, that you are working it out. So we lift up Sister Angeline, oh God, and we just thank you, Lord, that you have healed her body already. You told us, Lord, to just call those things that be not as though they were in all situations. So we lift her up, oh Lord. We thank and praise you, Lord, that you have just touched her body, Lord, and brought forth healing. And because you said you are no respecter of persons, Lord, that you bring forth healing in her son, Lord, as he goes to the doctor this morning, Father, for the first time to get the medication. First of all, that the doctors are well skilled and know what they are doing and have his best interest at heart. And Father, that he bows to the name of Jesus, Lord, that everything that is not wanting to operate, get into line, oh Lord. He might be 6 feet four and over 250 pounds, but you told us in your word that every knee is going to bow. And we know that you told us that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. So I know, oh God, with his mother there with him and with Jesus as her guide, with God as her guide, Lord, that everything is going to be all right there. Father, we thank and praise you for Sister Gina and for her little daughter, Kia, Lord. We thank and praise you, Lord, that stomach aches bow to the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we know that all is well, that the Father God, that as she gets to school, that she's doing well with her playmates, oh God, and that the teacher is receptive to her, Lord, and that she's compassionate, and that her days go smoothly while she is there in Jesus' name. Father, we bind the power of darkness over the Coward family, Sandra and Godfrey and Levante, oh God. Father, we thank and praise you that they know the name of Jesus. We thank and praise you, oh God, that as she already indicated, that they were trained up in your way, so they know what to do and how to do it according to your way. We bind Satan's attack over this family and loose the power, the blessings of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we bind any generational curse right now. We curse it at the root in the almighty name of Jesus. Oh, Satan, you have no dominion. You have no place in their life. So we cast your wickedness. We cast that in the lake of fire in Jesus' name. Father, we thank and praise you for Sister Marie Preston. We thank and praise you, oh God, for her faithfulness to her parents, oh God. We thank and praise you, oh God, for her faithfulness to her business, Father. We thank and praise you that she is always there all the time with whomever she needs to be there. So as she travels, oh Lord, give them traveling mercy in Jesus' name. Father, be with them as they drive, if they're flying, however they're getting there, Lord. Make them alert and awake in Jesus' name. Keep all bad drivers, if they're driving, out of their way in Jesus' name. Father, have your angels encamp around about them. Cover them with your precious blood. And everybody else who is traveling, we ask the same. Oh, Father, we thank and praise you for Sister Henderson, and that she has already placed her son at Jesus' feet, Father. So we thank and praise you, God, that he has been moved, that his life will be energized, that in his quiet time, he will just feel the presence of the Lord, oh God. Father, we pray, oh God, for each and every person on this call. Father, we thank and praise you for the spirit that is going reigning in him, Father, that he will be a light on the hill that shines for those people. You know, when Joseph was put in prison, he said that for what Satan meant for evil, God meant it for good. So
So make this for good, oh God. Lord, let him shine in the place where he is, and then give him victory, oh Lord. Have mercy on him, oh God. Father, bring him out of there in Jesus' name, a changed man, oh Father God. And I just thank and praise you that there would be fairness, oh God. Protect each and everyone on this, in the sound of my voice who has somebody who is incarcerated. Father, cover them with your blood. Protect them, oh Lord. Give them everything they need, and then let them be your voice piece in that place. And Father, if there's anybody there who doesn't know you, let them be the ones who share Christ with them in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for Rushi, Lord. Thank and praise you, Lord, that she went through surgery with her mouth okay. Father, because I know what that can be like, and we all do know that, but you told us that you didn't give us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So thank you that she went through that. Lord, now we pray for her family members, for her nephew and her brother who are incarcerated. Lord, we ask for the same blessings upon them that we ask for Dr. Henderson. And Father, you are no respecter of persons, so you bless their going out and their coming in. We thank and praise you for everyone who got on the call this morning. Father, that they were blessed in Jesus' name. And I thank you for my friend Audrey Walker, who joined us for the first time, and all of the other first-time listeners, Lord. Bless them. Bring them back. Let us go forth. Be a blessing to somebody today on this Holy Friday, on this Good Friday, Lord, because we know we win, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. And we turn the call back over to you, Dr. PK.
Oh, amen, amen. My soul feels so blessed. I just encourage each of you to have a super fantastic Resurrection Sunday, and just go out and allow the Spirit of God to move through you and shine through you. Smile. Be intentional about smiling as you are going out this weekend. Just also want to remind you to place the military service members and family members on the prayer list, especially those who are away from home. My son said to me, Mama, I'm ready to come home now. I'm missing another Easter. I said, son, you aren't missing it. We just aren't here together. And I also am believing God for you all ministry money, an outpouring of ministry money, prosperity and wealth and finances, so we can go forth and do some great ministry for the body of Christ and the kingdom of God. I thank you all so very much, and love up on you so much, and ask that you all please continue to allow the light of Christ to shine through you as you go out and have a super fantastic resurrection week.